Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the incredibly, how can I put this, frustrating Sports Byline broadcast. Now, we have some technical issues starting the show here. The Twitch is not working. I mean, now the Twitch is working, and the volume's going through the roof on the Twitch. What's going on in here? Are we, personally, I think we're what's that word, possessed? I think this studio's possessed, folks, because I kid you not, we came in here, we've been fighting the Twitch for like an hour, okay? And then we come on the air and the mic doesn't work and then the headphones aren't working and now the Twitch is working. I mean, this is absolutely bizarre. So I don't know how to start. Should I start it all over again and try to do it from the start? Probably not. Bottom line is we're running up on a hard break here. Of course, coming up at 9 minutes past the hour, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We've got cross-programming on my ear, too. Two different things. You're hearing myself on echo. We need to fix this stuff up. Hopefully, we'll have it together on the other side of the break.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I hear the voice of Scott Cuddy, and I remember when things were like sort of chill around here. I mean, the computers were like somewhat working. I mean, I'm telling you, the computers here, it's like on Saturday, they said, you know what, Pedro's coming here, let's spit on him. And when they spit on me here at the network, they spit on me with an H, folks. I kid you not. I straight up, every computer in this place went absolutely berserk this morning. We've had double voices, all kinds of crazy stuff coming in my ear, and Daniel's ear, he has no idea what's going on. So we're like this mind ducked with an F. You know what I'm saying? This is absolutely bizarre. So this is what it is, and hopefully I'm going to bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, to bring some sobriety to the situation. How are you, sir? Oh, no. I lost him now. We don't have him. Can we get him on the phone instead? I want to thank you for that, man. I want to thank you so much. My poor producer, I'm looking at him right now. He has a knife in his hand. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, he put the knife down. Okay, everything's cool. Daniel, put the knife down. Call him on the regular phone. Is the Sports Byline brass listening? Because I hope so. Because this is the torture I go through a lot of Saturday mornings. And it's just not cool. It's just not. It's really just not cool. But, of course, tonight we have the acclaimed super fight between the super chicken that he is. I'm talking about El Pollo Canelo Alvarez, of course, weighing 166 and three quarters for 168-pound title fight. Edgar Berlanga, undefeated lad, 22-0, 17 KOs. Of course, Canelo's lost to two fights. He lost one to Mayweather and one to Dimitri Bivol. But, of course, he doesn't want to fight David Benavidez, and that's probably the fight that's the only fight boxing fans want to see, except for the fact that, you know, the Mexican fans, the diehard Mexican fans. In fact, I was in La Tapatia getting tamales yesterday for my buddy Joe. I got it. And the guy behind the counter said he's willing to bet me Benavidez versus Canelo if they ever fight, even money. I told him this was like stealing money. I'm ready to. I mean, if he wants to, this guy's got deep pockets. So if he wants to go deep on this one, I think I might go a couple of G. If he would go me even money, Benavidez, or if Canelo's favored, I'll jump on being the underdog. But the bottom line is, I don't think he'll be the underdog. I think if they were to fight, I think that David Benavidez would be favored, and I think he would pull off a rout. I think Canelo's 100. He turned pro at 146, you guys. And I know that was a long time ago. He was 16, 17 years old, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, I'm looking at his body right now. He's starting to look like an old guy and not a sharp fighter. He doesn't look all that cut up to me. So at the end of the day, I'm hoping he gets destroyed. In fact, I was watching Tommy D's show last night on YouTube. course, Tommy Dee, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the shot caller for Sunday. He and Boxing's PhD, who I'm about to bring on, Socrates Palmer, of course, they were together on last night's show. And everybody wants Berlanger to win, but nobody thinks he has an even minimal chance. Why is that, Soc? The guy's 22-0 with 17 knockouts. He's a natural super middleweight.
He is. However, it's just the inexperience, I think, is going to be a huge, huge disparity. I mean, you look at Edgar Berlanga, he's got all the physical advantages. He's 27, he's 6'1". Canelo's 34 and 5'8". But this is his 23rd fight. And when Canelo was 27, he fought Golovkin. And that was like his 52nd fight. So the experience is just immense.
Yeah, but there comes a time when you got to stick a fork in somebody.
Yes, but Canelo really hasn't looked shot. I mean, look, the last time he looked bad was against Bivol.
I don't think he looked stellar against Charlo. He didn't look stellar against Ryder. I mean, come on, man. I don't want to cap on John Ryder, but John Ryder wasn't actually the upper echelon of boxing, in my mind.
For about half the fight, he looked good, and then he gassed out, and Ryder hung around, and he landed more on Canelo than anyone's landed in a long time. Charlo was scared, you know, and that's what I want to see from Berlanga. Is the moment going to be too big for him? You know, those lights are going to be very bright. The national anthem hits, that ring walk. You know, is he going to be a deer in headlights, or is he going to be the hunter? Is he going to be the one, you know, with the crossbow? So it's going to be, that's the telling. The first 9 minutes of tonight, the first three rounds, that you're going to find out, you know, what Edgar Berlanga is made of.
Listen, this is not too difficult. If I was Berlanga, I would go out there right away and try to impose my will. Very much. I mean, here's what's up. I'm going to go out on my shield. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, I'm not going to play it safe here. I'm going to go for it. I'm not going to go straight at Canelo. I'm going to try to go at him in angles, but I'm going to go at him. I'm going to try to push my physical and natural size advantage over this guy. And I think that if he can do that and punch with a little bit of authority, I think we can have a good fight.
I think that's spot on. Exactly. I think that's what we're going to see. You have to control aggression. If he comes in, guns a-blazing, he's going to get slept quick because Canelo's a very good counterpuncher but a slow starter. You know, I think that's why the beginning of the fight, Berlanga's a New Yorker. He thinks in his mind he's better than what he actually is. And you need that.
I hope you're wrong. I hope, you know what, I hope I hope you're wrong. I do. I mean, I think everybody on that show last night, on Tommy D's show, it wants Berlanga to win. I mean, none of us think he's going to win, but everybody wants him to win.
I think that's probably most of the sentiment if you're not Mexican. But, you know, if you are, and let's face it, Vegas doesn't want Berlanga to lose because Canelo's still the biggest draw in the sport.
I was in La Tapatia yesterday, which is, you know, big for Mexican food in South San Francisco. I'm run by the Campos family, and there was a Mexican lady in there, and she gave Canelo's a thumbs down too. You know what she said to me?
What'd she say, bro?
What about David Benavides? And I went because the guy behind the counter was trying to defend Canelo, and this lady jumped in the conversation, and she said, "What about David Benavides?" And I said, "See, she knows more about you than she knows more about boxing than you do." And the guys behind go, you know, so the chick showed him up.
Do you think if it was a different opponent, then okay, let's say he doesn't fight, he's not fighting Benavidez. Let's say if it was David Morrell, do you think Canelo would get this type of heat?
No, I don't know if he's getting it. He's not getting the heat. See, that's what's it. He's not getting much heat. He's getting heat from me. Nobody gives a spit what I'm saying.
No, well, a lot of people, you know, care what you say, you know, because you know the game. You've been around. You're an OG. You know, you're the sage from San Francisco. So your opinion matters. Look, I think the real fight fans. Okay, here's the thing: when you fight twice a year, you're not allowed to take a day off, to take a light touch. Now, if this was back in the day, or someone like Inunue who's fighting four times a year, if you're gonna tell me I'm gonna fight, you know, Godzilla the first time, and then in between I'm gonna fight, you know, Joe Schmo, and then the fourth one you're gonna give me a real fight, I can't get mad at that. But when you're fighting twice a year, I think that's what makes Canelo look even worse. Yo. Hey. Oh. Last knockdown?
Yeah, Danny Garcia is going to take on Irisandy Lara. In other words, everything that's going wrong today is just going wrong. I'm even screwing up. I mean, I'm even hitting the wrong buttons here. So here's what's up. Do you still have that? We still have that pistol over there that we. I'm serious. Now, how many rounds are in that pistol? How many rounds? It's a revolver. How many rounds are in it? Anyway, you think I'm joking, man? This. It's been in a. It's been crazy. Anyway, back to Danny Garcia and Irisandy Lara. Lara, of course, is a little bit long in the tooth, but he's a former former 154-pound guy. Got that Cuban pedigree. As of late, he's trying to knock people out. Danny Garcia is the guy that fought at my weight at 140 pounds, 139 pounds, and he's moving up now to 160. I mean, he has two chances, I think, slim and none. I think Slim has left the country.
Look, yeah, and Lara is very strong. He's a better puncher than people probably realize. And like you said, he's a master technician. But the fact that he doesn't have the same legs that he did could make this fight more competitive. I don't think Danny gets knocked out, though. Danny's smart enough and crafty enough to survive. Mm. But I think he gets beat up.
Not when you're giving up 20 pounds sometimes, or 35 or 40 pounds sometimes. In other words, size does matter, and it matters in pornography and combat sports. And if Lara is able to come in significantly bigger, I think he can wear Danny down. Danny has no offensive firepower. Danny has nothing to make me fear him.
I agree. Now the last guy he fought, the other Benavidez, is not necessarily a small guy. And Danny.
No. But Jose. Jose Benavidez has claimed the fame as his father and maybe his brother. I don't think it's him.
And he got shot in the leg.
He got shot in the leg? I guess he got shot in the leg like at bar mitzvah?
Wrong place, the right time.
Getting shot in the leg. Yeah, that's really good. That's always a fine recommendation. So you're trying to say Lara and Garcia go the route?
Yes, I think it goes the distance.
Okay, let's bet a soda on that one.
I got you.
Because I've never seen a Puerto Rican puss like Danny Garcia in my entire life. He's from Philly fighter. I've never seen a fighter fight so un-Philly in my entire life from Philly.
You know what, though? He knows how to make money. I'm surprised. I'm surprised, actually, that he's still around. I really am.
Money! And, he's greedy! The dude's one of the greediest dudes in boxing. There's no doubt about it. Him and his father, Angel, more power to them. They made some money. They saved their money. There's no doubt about it. But guess what? When you go back to the well one time too many, sometimes the water's bad.
That is true. But they're fighting someone who's definitely not. This is not the same Lara of, that beat Canelo. Put it that way.
Good point. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have an assemblance of togetherness here. We're back. I'm looking at Daniel. Daniel's relieved. You should see the look on this poor guy's face. He's running the entire show back there. He's going, Pete, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, this is Ring Talk. The sort of place
they're in a cab. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sad times in the Ring Talk studios, folks. Ismael Barroso, possibly the oldest man to ever box professionally, lost last week. He went to Japan and he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Of course, the WB 140-pound champion at one point in time, now 25-5, 23 KOs. He's been stopped four times in his five losses. Obviously, he doesn't take that well, but the bottom line is Andy Hiroko moved to 24-0 with a ninth-round TKO last week over the oldest man to ever box professionally, Ismael Barroso. You think I'm right there about the oldest man ever?
Maybe. I don't know if Methuselah got into any scraps in his day, but he's definitely up there.
I honest to God, man, I mean, the guy looks like he's in his 60s.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope he got a nice check out in Japan.
I hope he didn't get... You know, I'm glad you put that up, because some guys go to Japan and get pimped.
Really? I always thought Japan, it played well.
That depends on who you've got cutting up the portions.
That's true. Well, he was on a monster card.
Yep.
Which featured... arguably the best fighter in the world, in Inoue, who fought for the third time, and he's coming back in December.
Yep, Christmas.
Which is unheard of in today's era, especially from a superstar like himself. So props to him. Supposed to come back in December, and it's possible it's going to be here in the United States, which is even better.
Okay.
So that's an early Christmas gift for boxing fans.
I guess Christmas Day would, I don't know. Christmas Day probably works in Japan. I don't know if Christmas Day works here. It works for a television crowd, but I don't know if it works for a live crowd.
It depends. I mean, I guess, I'm assuming it's probably going to be in an area where there's a large Asian population, so I don't think it's going to be Vegas.
Did you say a large Haitian population?
No, Asian.
You know, speaking of Haitians, you know, all of us look alike. Haitians, Jamaicans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, we all look alike because we're all brown. We got nappy hair for the most part, the whole nine yards, okay? And this week, the ex-you-know-who, number 45, said that, you know, people were eating, that people were eating cats and dogs and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And, they had to close schools. People aren't going to schools. Haitian kids aren't going out on the street. I mean, this is basically, he's declaring war on different aspects of society. And then he said last night that he was going to move, if he becomes president, he's going to move buses into Springfield, Ohio, and deport all those Haitians. I swear to God he said this, deport all those Haitians to Venezuela.
So it's going to be like reverse of...
No, there ain't going to be no reverse. It's just absolute nut. That's absolute nuttiness.
Well, I mean, I think most people are still waiting for that wall to be built, right? I mean, he tends to speak, you know, without
Well, thinking. You know, and here's what's up. You know, he tried 70 times, I hate to go political here, but he tried 70 times to overturn the Affordable Care Act, which allowed people with pre-existing conditions to get insurance without being burned by an insurance company, okay, by, amongst other things. But the bottom line is 45 million people are covered by the Affordable Care Act right now, and he wants to take, he tried 70 times during his presidency to take away the Affordable Care Act without having a replacement. And then the other night, they said, he said, blah, 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 blah. He said, do you have a replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act? He says, I have a concept. I mean, and people are biting this stuff? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's if you're going to say you're going to do something that's going to be better, then you better have the solution, but
calling out the dog whistle on Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, listen, man, this is not cool. This is not cool. This is what fascism is. You single out a minority group and make them the enemy, make them the bad guy. They're taking away everything from the white people. They're taking away your food and your jobs. Actually, these people came to Springfield and reinvented the town because the town was hurting and had nobody to work the factories. So it wasn't like they're all working.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the immigrants are. That do come to this country, they come for the most part to work. You know, I mean, they come for economic reasons.
My grandmother came through that island there in the middle of New York City. I mean, my grandmother, and grandfather came through. I mean, they did.
Ellis Island.
Yeah, they came through there, and of course, that was like in 1928, somewhere around there, something like that. But the bottom line is, that was the first generation of Americans that on my white side, on the brown side, they go back a couple hundred years. And that's where it sort of stops, because believe it or not, I'm getting into family stuff here, but I think my grandfather was a murderer. On my father's side, I think he killed somebody and that they changed your name because there was a whole lot. When you run the DNA, it comes back all kinds of different ways, and the names come back all kinds of different ways. So the bottom line is, I think my grandfather was a criminal.
Really?
That's listen, you sometimes when you look up your family, it's not all that good.
Yeah, you may have some branches on that tree that you didn't realize. You know, we're crooked.
Okay, so back to poor TJ doing me. There isn't enough money for the beating he took there. I mean, he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, and I mean, look, he lasted longer than what, you know, most people thought. I even saw some criticism of in another way because he didn't blast them out earlier. He was a little bit more prudent because. I mean, you want to see a guy improve, and that's something that's cool about
Let's go. I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. Let's go through tonight's fights. Saul Alvarez, real quick. Alvarez and Berlanga, prediction, quick.
Canelo ninth round knockout.
Lara and Danny Garcia.
Lara decision.
Stephen Fulton and Carlos Castro.
Fulton unanimous decision.
Because he don't punch it hard. Caleb Plant and Trevor McCombie.
Caleb Plant stoppage.
Caleb Plant's entertaining to me. Well, I like him. And I also like this next guy, Raleigh Romero, taking on Manuel James, James.
Raleigh can't do much, but he could punch a little bit. So I think Raleigh comes back with a knockout.
Okay. Roman Villa versus Ricardo Salas Rodriguez.
Give me Rodriguez, an upset.
Okay, so now, we talked about this last night on Tommy D's show. Are you going to pay $89 for this?
Absolutely not.
Daniel, are you paying $89 for this? Daniel, are you going to watch this anyway? Daniel says he's boycotting it. His fingers are crossed, though. What does that mean? He's boycotted, but his fingers are crossed. I don't get that. Anyway, you know, I mean, here's what's up. We're all going to watch the fight tonight, but nobody's going to pay for it. That's basically what it boils down to, because you and I, I've got a neighbor that buys all the pay-per-view. You've got a neighbor that buys all the pay-per-view. We take the binoculars, we sit at our window, we bring some popcorn and a Pepsi, we have a good time.
That's it. And, you know, my Amazon delivery came in this morning, so I'm ready to go.
And or the strip club up the street, that's even better. The strip club up the street's outstanding. You get to, like, watch the fights and the accompanying of some attractive ladies.
That is a nice venue for sure. Okay.
Nice. So Inouye is going to come to the United States. I guess they have to put him in Vegas. In Vegas, or would that be a New York fight?
I guess it'll probably be in Vegas. And also on the undercard is going to be Nakatani, which is probably going to be the next super fight that happens sometime in the spring if both guys take care of business. The Japanese whales will come to Vegas, and that will be a great fight. And anyone that wants to see Inouye, this would probably be the only time that he comes back.
Rudy Hernandez told me a couple weeks ago that he was upset that he said that, you know, about Benavidez and Canelo, said stuff doesn't work out, blah, blah, blah. He goes, you know, my brother didn't get the big paydays. He got screwed out of the big paydays. And I want to correct Rudy on that one. No, he did get a big payday against Oscar De La Hoya. And 2 weeks before the fight, Shane Mosley broke Gennaro Hernandez's nose, and they went through with the fight anyway. So as far as Rudy clamoring about his brother not getting fights, not getting the big money fights, they had the big money fight, and they went into it hurt. Outside of that, Rudy's a great trainer, but I had to call him out on that one.
Yeah, that's a great point, and a bad job having someone sparring so close to a big fight.
Without a helmet on. I mean, you can spar, but you got to have the whole helmet. You know, I'm talking about the crossbar, the all. I mean, we're talking about total protection, man.
Wow, bad job, and against a young lion like Sugar Shane.
Exactly, Sugar Shane Mosley. Anyway, I've got to go into that in boxing history. Anyway, it's been a crazy show. Yes, Darren, I'm back next week. I was ready to jump off the ship. Anyway, do I sound actually deranged today? Because I feel deranged.
No.
You're so complimentary. You're so complimentary. The check will be in the mail, son.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, hug the wife. Hug the kids. We'll talk soon.
I certainly will. Thank you, brother, for having me on.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, in case you didn't know it.
I know a place where people rain through.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They had to walk out of the church and Christianity because they never taught us our true knowledge. Then they told me how we were brainwashed in America. We see Jesus, he's white with blonde hair and blue eyes. We see the Lord's Supper, all white people. We see the angels in heaven, all white people. And we look at Miss Universe, a white woman, Miss America, a white woman, Miss World, a white woman. Even Tarzan, the king of the jungles in Africa, he was white. He said, We see a white man swinging in Africa. With a diaper on. He beats up all Africans and break the lion's jaw. And then the Africans been in Africa for centuries. But he can't yet talk to the animals. But Tarzan, all of a sudden, some goat raised him up and he can talk to the animals. So I'm just showing you how the black man in America has been whitewashed his mind. And then we look at the good cowboys. They rode the white horses and the president live in a white house. They got TV commercials. White Owl cigars, white swan soap, king white soap, white cloud tissue paper, white rain hair rinse, white tornado flow wax, white plus toothpaste, the president living in a white house, and the angel food cake was the white cake, but the devil food cake was the chocolate cake. Everything good was white. And when I heard this, I said, boy, this is the truth. So our religion teaches us the knowledge of ourselves, the knowledge of our culture, the knowledge of our history makes us want to be with our own, marry our own, live with our own, clean up ourselves, do for self, quit forcing ourselves in white neighborhoods, but clean our own neighborhoods, makes us proud, makes us identify with our own brothers throughout the world. And after I heard this, being an intelligent man, then like I'm not only a winner in boxing or my stand on the draft, I'm a winner also in the movement that I follow for my people. And on this.
The greatest of all time, without a doubt, folks. He can touch people without touching them physically. One time we were going through China. I love bringing this up. We're going through China, and Ali was a little bit bored because we've been on this train for like an hour, hour and a half, something like that. It's like a three-hour train ride. I think we went from Shanghai to Beijing, something like that. Anyway, or Guangzhou from Beijing, something like that. Anyway, so the bottom line is Ali says, stop the train. I said, what do you mean stop the train? He goes, you know, one of these little villages, let's stop the train and get out and see some of these people. I said, okay. So I went up to the conductor. I brought my translator with me, my Chinese translator. And I told him, you got to stop the train at the next village. And he said, no, I'm not stopping the train. He goes, I got orders not to stop the train. Anyway, bottom line, I said, you got to stop the train. I said, Muhammad Ali wants to get off and meet people. He goes, I'm not stopping the train. So I had to reach over and grab him by his shirt a little bit, you know, ruffle his clothes a little bit. Anyway, he realized how serious I was. And he did stop the train. So we stopped the train in this village. And this village had no wires. I mean, no television, no telephone wires, no electricity. There was one wire coming in, I noticed, on a pole. It came into a pole, and it was like in the center of this little town. It was nothing but like 8 or 10 huts. They were huts. It was a real village. Huts. They had windows, but they were huts. So anyway, these Chinese people come out, and before you know it, they're like a couple people fainted. They didn't. They never had the internet. They never had a newspaper. But they knew who Muhammad Ali was. So that was that. And I want to wish him the very best. Of course, anytime I realize that I was blessed by the fact that I got to accompany him around the world, not once, not twice, but thrice. It's just an amazing feat, no matter what you say. And speaking of amazing feats, I want to mention the fact that Burt Reynolds had his birthday, September 6th, of course. He died in 2018, but in the year 2000, I remember watching him and watching Mike Weaver and Larry Holmes fight. We were down in Biloxi, Mississippi. And Mike Weaver, of course, that was his last fight. He got knocked out by Larry Holmes in the sixth round. It was the Battle of the Seniors. In fact, it was November 17th, the year 2000. That's when we took over those casinos down there. We had the fight at the Coast Coliseum in Biloxi. But the bottom line is that was the end of Burt Reynolds, because that was the last time that, you know, basically he made a public appearance and this and that. I mean, he made some other public appearances after that, but not too many. I mean, that was sort of like his last. I never saw him on TV again. Anyway, bottom line is, Bert was telling me that night, you know, about boxing, and I told him about how I remember his career starting out in different shows, and of course there was the Dan August TV show back from the 60s. He said, "You remember that?" Anyway, bottom line is, Bert Reynolds would have been would have celebrated his birthday on September 6th. He was a good dude, a good boxing fan, no doubt about that. Now, back to the subject at hand. Of course, we have a big fight tonight in Canelo Alvarez taking on Edgar Berlanga. That's going to be the MGM Grand. But across the town in a place called The Spear, which is pretty cool. The Spear is pretty cool. It's like this, I don't know how to describe it. You look at The Spear, how do you describe the spear? I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a weird thing. I got to look it up on the internet. I can't describe it. Anyway, inside the Spear, they're going to hold this UFC event. Of course, the UFC, of course, brought to us by Dana White. And the once beaten, I think, bantamweight champion is going to be online. I'll tell you, he can really fight. Sean O'Malley, of course, he's a guy that is a bit of a draw. He sells tickets. There's no doubt about it. Taking on a guy by the name of Mirab Devashvili. And Devashvili, I think, is going to lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Of course, this is a showcase fight for the bantamweight champion. It's 135 pounds in the UFC. Now, as far as the co-feature, Alexa Grasso, the 125-pound champion, sorry, screwing up boxing versus MMA here, taking on the former champion, Valentina Shevchenko. Of course, Brian Ortega on the card. Brian Ortega has fought once, I think, since losing a couple of years ago, but they groomed Brian Ortega. Brian Ortega could have been the future of MMA, but they pushed him in a fight way too soon. He got beat up. He got destroyed, and then he got cut early in the fight. And instead of stopping the fight, they just let him bleed out for the next three rounds. I think the fight went to the five-round limit. But the bottom line is, Brian Ortega is not the fighter he once was. I really thought that he could have been the fighter to take over the world of mixed martial arts. He's got 20 fights now, 16 wins. Of course, he's won three by knockout, eight by submission, five by decision. He's lost three times, twice by knockout and one by decision. But I got to tell you, I thought that he had the charm, the charisma. I thought he was going to be the guy. There was just no doubt about it. He was really going to be the guy. And of course, you know, he lost to Alexander Volkanovski. They put him in there, and Volkanovski cut him up early. But that fight, of course, that took place in 2021. He didn't fight again in 2002 till 2022. Then he fought once this year when he fought Yair Rodriguez, who he lost to in 2022. He came back and beat him on a submission and arm triangle choke. That was, of course, February 24, 2024. But Brian Ortega could have been the god of all MMA. He really could have been, had he been handled right. And see, Dana White I guess he wasn't one of Dana's guys. Because if he was one of Dana's guys, he would have been protected. As far as the rest of the card's concerned, I'm not big on that. So the UFC, you know what's happening. As far as everybody's streaming nowadays, okay? Get back to streaming. We talked about this last night on that friend of mine show on YouTube. Nobody wants to buy the fights anymore. You can't blame them. I mean, we're all looking for ways to steal the fights. I'm not looking for ways to steal the fights. I'm just looking for ways to watch the fight for free, okay? I'm not going to pay for it. Canelo Alvarez is not going to get a dime on my money unless he was to fight David Benavidez, because I think he's pimping off the entire world. And, of course, all you guys say to me, oh, well, it's an event. Yeah, it's not really an event. I mean, the undercard is not something I would write home about. It's just not. I mean, there's no Sugar Ray Leonard's on the undercard. Nothing like that. Nothing. I mean, Raleigh Romero on the undercard. If Raleigh Romero is your big star on the undercard, I think you got a problem, because Raleigh's a bit faded. And as we indicated earlier, of course, Raleigh could fight, but not all that much. And, you know, Raleigh's, how do I put this? Raleigh runs hot and cold. There's no doubt about it. But he's a personality. And, of course, personalities make for boxing. Straight up, tonight, I think you'd be better off just saving your money and, you know, spend it on the family. I mean, it's $89 to watch a boxing match for 2.5 or 3 hours when you know what's going to happen, or when you're pretty sure what's going to happen. And I know the fights have got to happen. I mean, Pedro, listen, Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, yeah. Every once in a while you do get a major upset, okay? But it doesn't look like this is going to be upset. Although I did look at Canelo's body and pre-fight pictures, the weigh-in, and I say to myself, he looks fat. He looks like a fat guy. He doesn't look like he cut-up guy that he once was. And people say to me, oh, look at his face. Look at his face. The fact that his face is fat is enough to tell me he's not in the greatest condition of all time. So Berlanga has the opportunity here to go in against a guy that's not at 100%. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, not at 100%. And he can roll over him if he does it right. In other words, you've got to impose your will from the start. When that bell rings, you step out and you take a step towards Canelo, but you don't step straight for him. You take two steps to the right or a step to your right, and then you go at Canelo. You step away from the right hand. You step away from the right hand because guess what? His jab hand is not short, not long enough to be effective. It's just, I don't think it is against a guy like Edgar Berlanga. If Berlanga was to fight and use his size matters in two things. I'm repeating myself, pornography and combat sports. But I think that Berlanga's got the size and the physical attributes in order to win this fight and win it going away. In other words, he could win every minute of every round if he comes out and establishes himself right away. I really feel that. I feel strongly about that. And it's not because I'm anti-Canelo. It's because I'm pro-boxing. And I think that if I was in that position, I would come out and try to assert myself right away. That's just the way it was. I mean, I only fought in the amateur, so I had 3-round fights. I had to come out and establish myself right away. There was no thing like taking off the first round. You couldn't take off the first round, of course. Canelo said to be a slow starter, of course. And, you know, at the end of the day, Berlanga was knocking people out. I think he had like 14 or 15 first-round knockouts, something like that, of course. And then he went, as he stepped up in class, he sort of started going the distance, which is good because he can go the route if need be. So he's got that confidence issue solved as far as his mind's concerned and going the distance. But he's got to go out there and do what he does best, and that's hurt people, knock people out. In other words, if he doesn't go out there and try to knock Canelo out, listen, people tried, like Marvin Hagler, per se, he tried to outbox Ray Leonard. Bad move. Just a bad move. And, of course, John Mugabe, when he fought Mugabe in his second-to-last fight before the Leonard fight in 86, he did outslug Mugabe, but he paid a price for that. In other words, some guys want to beat guys at their own game. You don't have to. Just beat them at what you're at your very best at. Right now, I think that Berlanga's very best is to go out there and assert himself physically. In other words, listen, the world thinks you're going to get drilled. The world thinks you're going to get beat up. The world thinks you're toast. So go out there and make it a fight for as long as you can. And if you move on Canelo to the right, a move away from his right hand, you can land the overhand right on him, and you can always stick that jab in his face. He's not that hard to hit. I'm telling you, he's not a boxing scientist or anything like that. Canelo's not that difficult to beat. Those guys are going to his fight either unprepared or undermatched or they don't have the skills. I mean, Charlo was scared like Sox said earlier. John Ryder wasn't the upper echelon of the division at that point in time. Of course, he retired one fight later. And then, of course, you know, Caleb Plant was probably the best guy Canelo fought last. He fought Triple G. Triple G was like 55 years old, 60 years old. What I'm trying to tell you is that Canelo Alvarez, what have you done for him lately? Hasn't done anything. And the WBC, the World Boxing Council, what are you supposed to call the World Boxing Council now? We be Crooks, WBC. We be Canelo, WBC. World of Bunko and Chicanery, WBC. Because you don't call them the World Boxing Council. Because if they were the World Boxing Council, they would have made David Benavidez a mandatory tourney contender for 3.5 years. Instead, they've ducked and dodged it. They've done anything they can to kiss Canelo's ass. Kiss Canelo's ass. In fact, Mauricio Sulaiman, we're going to run a big, long spiel on him tomorrow. So if you're a Mauricio Sulaiman fan, I suggest you do not tune in to tomorrow's show because we're going to take Mauricio off at the kneecaps. It's just the way it is. I promise you. We're going to take him out at the kneecaps. And I usually don't want to say that and, like, you know, make threats on air and this and that. And it's not really a threat. I'm just going to use the truth. I'm going to lay out 5 or 6 or 7 instances in which Mauricio has acted either crooked or, in my opinion, crooked or with something's amiss. In other words, there's 5 or 6 times we're going to bring out tomorrow's show in which we think that Mauricio Sulaiman of the World Boxing Council, of course, he's son of Jose Sulaiman. And Sulaiman, of course, the elder Sulaiman got himself in trouble when he stripped Graciano Roccagini of the WBC 175-pound championship and gave it to Roy Jones. And I told Jose, I called him on the phone. I spent, I don't say hours on the phone with Jose, but I spent countless, maybe 5 or 6 different long conversations on the phone with him when he was president of the World Boxing Council. And I kept telling him, listen, man, you can't strip this guy. This is bad business. You're going to end up getting sued. And you may lose a lot of money. Well, he got sued. And Rocket Genie ended up winning like $32 million. I think it was $6 to $8 million in regular damages and then $24 million in punitive damages. In other words, they thought that Suleiman did these things in a punitive manner. And, of course, the way he acted on the stand did Suleiman. He acted like he was a god and he had never done anything wrong and this and that and the whole nine yards. He was beaten on his chest. And, of course, that cost him $24 million in punitive damages. Now, Graciano Rocket Genie settled out of court with these guys. Then a couple years later, he got run over by a car. So coincidence, think about that. Daniel just looked at me when I said that. Yeah, the guy was walking down the street, and I think in Germany, and he got hit by a car. I kid you not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. Sunday will be professional, I promise you. We'll get this together tomorrow. I hope.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it out, boxing history. According to my man, Frank, 1961, of course, September 14, 1996, Joe Martin, the Louisville cop who introduced a 12-year-old Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, to boxing in 1954, died in Louisville, Kentucky at the age of 80. May he rest in peace. Of course, let me look at some other stuff here. September 13, 2003, Sugar Shane Mosley scored a 12-round unanimous nod over fellow California Oscar De La Hoya. I think that was down there at the in L.A. Of course, the Sopranos were there. We had a big party afterwards, HBO. I thought that was the last big HBO party. I kid you not. Of course, and then Matt says, we got another day. September 19th, 1980, Lupe Pintor stops Johnny Owen. That was a bit sad. I couldn't believe that Johnny Owen's corner didn't stop that fight beforehand. Johnny Owen was the skinniest guy you've ever seen in your life. I mean, he had no muscle on him. I mean, none. N-O-N-E, none. And he was getting beat up. I mean, he was just getting beat up. And his father kept pushing him out and pushing him out and pushing him out. And they pushed him out, I think, for the 11th or 12th round, and he got knocked out and he got killed. He should have never been in that fight. And he just, I mean, I take that back. He should have never been in that fight at that stage of the fight. In other words, he should have stopped the fight a lot earlier, and Johnny Owen would probably still be alive. They tried to say that he suffered from some neurological rarity, some something that killed him, this and that. No. The bottom line is, Lupe Pintor beat him up that night and killed him. There's no doubt about it. May he rest in peace. Of course, that was a sad night at the L.A. Forum. No doubt about that. Now, this has been a crazy edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I mean, absolutely crazy. The equipment wasn't working, and now it's working, and it wasn't working, then it is working, and then we got on the phone, and the phone wasn't working, and the Skype was working. So everything that's gone wrong today has gone wrong. There's nothing more that can go wrong out here unless Daniel was to roll over and have a heart attack right now. That's the only thing that can be, and we're not hoping that, but the bottom line is that's the only thing that hasn't happened yet thus far today at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So with that, I'm going to sign off and say don't forget Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. I have that rocking and rolling. I want to thank Daniel for being so patient with me, and the boss, Darren Peck, he sort of soothed my, I was going crazy this morning. And they sort of calmed me down. So the bottom line is, until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.